Hare Krishna. When we are absent-minded, what is absent is not the mind, but our control on the mind. We often use the word absent-minded to refer to someone who is often lost, who is not, if somebody is having conversation, a person is lost in one's own thoughts. Or a person is doing some work and suddenly not aware. What am I doing? Where did I keep this? What did I do? We consider such a person as absent-minded. Now, the word absent-minded is a fine enough word, but what it means is essentially that actually what is absent-minded is not. It is not the mind that is absent. Actually, what is absent is the control, is our control in the mind. So the mind can refer to two things. The mind can refer to the tool by which our soul's consciousness links with the external world. And our mind can also refer to our awareness. Be mindful of something means be aware of something. So, when we say that we are absent-minded, actually, it is, the mind is very much present. It's actually dominant. But its domination is such that it, rather than allowing us to be aware of the things that are in front of us, it drags our awareness somewhere else. And because of dragging our awareness somewhere else, we often end up caught in those particular obsessions. And we are unable to act constructively because of not being attentive to what we are doing. So now, that means what is absent is our control over our mind. And it's like... If when a vehicle say starts spinning out of control, the driver is maybe very well present, but when the vehicle starts spinning out of control, at that time what is absent is the steering wheel is there, the vehicle is there, the driver is there, but the driver is no longer, what is absent is the driver's control on the vehicle. So similarly, often when our control on the mind is lost, then the mind spins out of control, and what results is what we call as absent-minded. Now, the way to avoid such absent-mindedness is to actually give the mind a positive activity to do, which is fulfilling, which is constructive, which is joyful. Now, what could be such an activity? Such an activity is our devotional connection with Krishna. When we have some object of which we can be conscious, seriously, determinedly, devotionally, we are diligently conscious, and not just be conscious in the sense of doing it as a dry discipline, but be conscious of it in the sense of getting deep satisfaction by being conscious of that activity, then it becomes relatively easy for us to control ourselves and to focus ourselves on Krishna and to move onwards towards Krishna through our awareness of that activity. And thus, we can actually become progressively engaged in our devotional life. So, vital, central, critical for our control over the mind is our connection with Krishna. And the Bhagavad Gita tells us that yato yato nischavati manaschanchalam asthiram tatastato niyam yaitat atmanyeva vashamnaye. It says that wherever and whenever the mind wanders because of its unstructuring and unstable nature, it says we should bring it back under our control. It's 5.6.27 in the Bhagavad Gita. So, the mind may run here and there. The mind may be absent, may try to play truant when we are trying to focus on something. But what should not happen is that we should not give up the attempt to control it. When we try to keep bringing it back under our control, again and again and yet again, then over a period of time, the mind learns discipline. The mind realizes that actually focusing on Krishna gives far greater fulfillment than trying to do anything else. And in that way, the mind becomes joyfully, peacefully and joyfully fixed in Krishna. And that's how we can become not just present-minded, we can overcome absent-mindedness not just by being present-minded, but by becoming Krishna-minded. Thank you. Hare Krishna.